7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Not exactly the most accurate time in the world, but nobody cares because everybody loves Hello Kitty anyway. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that does mean, of course, that it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee! Yes, once again, it's that time of day for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm glad you could all join me here in the Dubious Goals Committee room, wherever that is. I'm not super clear. Anyway, my name is Tobe. You knew that. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I say welcome. And hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm the guy who's always drinking tea.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's delicious. And what am I drinking today? Today I'm drinking the last of the Che Guan Yin that I've been drinking for the last 2 days. I put a lot of leaf in the filter a couple days ago, and I'm getting a lot of infusions out of it. In fact, I've started doing this thing. When I'm drinking the Che Guan Yin, I have to turn over the tea. Yeah, after I do, you know, 4 or 5 infusions, what ends up happening is the tea in the filter, okay, it's stacked. Okay, there's tea at the bottom, there's tea at the top. The tea at the bottom doesn't get unrolled. This is oolong tea. We talked about it yesterday. The more you put hot water on it, the more and more it becomes unrolled. And so the leaves on top end up unrolling all the way before the tea leaves on the bottom. This is in the filter. And so what I've been doing is after like the 4th or 5th infusion, I take the tea leaves out and I put them back in reverse order. The leaves that were on the top now go on the bottom, and the leaves that were on the bottom now go on the top, so they have plenty of room to unroll and stuff still. Yeah, pretty smart, huh? Yeah, let's pour some more. It's good stuff. You got to think about these things. You got to think about leaf turnover. You got to think about unrolling times. You got to think about just how delicious it is. And we could sit here and talk about tea some more, but I think we need to get out of the car. Yada. Okay. Yeah, I'm moving. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm alive somehow. This works for me. We're down in the valley. It was nice and still at my house. The weather is good today. It is clear. A few clouds scattered here and there. It is nice and warm. It's about, it's probably 15 degrees. And I am out here at the heronry. Oh, no. Here we go. Here comes a little gust of wind. I was getting some gusts at my house, but then they all went away. And so I thought maybe we should go outside. And where are we going to go outside on such a beautiful day? We got to go check the heronry. So let's walk over to the creek. I'm looking up into the tree. trees, plural, there's more than one tree. And there are no herons. I see none. I see no herons up there. Which just means one of two things. Maybe all the males are out, you know, hunting for food or fishing. Sorry about the wind. This is worse than I thought. I didn't think it was this bad. So maybe all the males are at Heron Haven looking for little fishies. Let's get into the little forested area here. Maybe this will help break the wind. Or maybe they're all over in the cornfield or something. I'm assuming females are still sitting on eggs, although... yeah, you know, the eggs might have hatched already, but we shouldn't have flying babies, that's for sure. All right, let's get under here. Let's get up under these trees. I'm listening very carefully for the sounds of talking herons. There's no leaves in these trees yet, although they are starting to bud. We're finally starting to see some green. The grass that's growing in the creek valley itself is all green. There's a lot of low green. Anything that's under 1 meter or 2 meters tall has leaves and is turning green. Everything else that's taller has no greenness. I'm directly under some of the nests. Sometimes when the females look around, you can see their heads or you can see their beaks poking over the edges of the nest. And although I'm not seeing anything, I have a feeling we got some birds up there. Let's go over here. Wait a minute, I'm starting to see weird stuff on the path. I'm seeing like chainsaw shavings that look new. Did the bike people come in here and cut something up? I don't see anything that looks freshly cut. This is a bike trail. We're on a bike trail that does get used quite a bit. And so, it does get maintained. All right, I'm looking up again. I'm looking for birds. I'm looking for large birds in large nests. And all I can see are very large nests. Oh, and having to look straight up is starting to hurt my neck. Okay. And you know what else I'm noticing? There doesn't seem to be any poop in the poop zone. Did everybody leave? Did all the herons leave the nests? I don't know. All right, but I am now standing in a good spot for looking across the creek and into the cornfield. I'm looking for big, tall birds just standing around birds. Don't see any. Hey, where's all my guys? Where's all my guys? And you know what else occurs to me? This path seems mighty dry. It seems very dry. I specifically put on my old bad shoes because I thought it was going to be damp and muddy. It's not damp. It is dry. Huh. Okay. Because I was sort of thinking maybe we'll start seeing the beginnings of some mushroom action. But no. No. I got to remember that it's been below freezing the last couple of nights. This is going to be a weird mushroom season. This is going to be strange this year. I can tell already. I can just tell. So I'm walking up the path alongside the creek, the big, big creek that is in fact a river. I mean, it doesn't look... wait, what's that sound? Something is moving somewhere. Tobe is moving here. This is not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing other not Tobe moving sounds. But we do have something great going on in the parking lot. That guy is teaching his wife to drive again. I've seen this couple out here. a few times this year. And over here on this side of the park by the creek, there's, you know, big parking lots, because this is a big softball and little league baseball complex. So there's these giant parking lots, and there's nobody here. There's four cars in the parking lot right now. And so this is a pretty good place to practice driving. And this guy has been teaching his wife to drive, and they are, that might not seem significant, but she's wearing, what's the word I'm looking for? She's wearing a hijab. You know, she's not somebody who had rights to drive in their old country. These people are immigrants. And they're living the American dream. And for her, that's the freedom to drive a car wherever the hell she wants. So I love this guy. This is not the first time I've seen them. This is great. This is great. I'm walking down into the creek bed. Well, not into the creek bed itself, but, you know, down into the valley. Because I want to look to see if there's... Oh. Deer have been walking up right here. Where I am walking down into the creek, deer have been walking up out of the creek. So I'm going to look around. I'm looking upstream. It's lovely, but I don't see anything. We got nice water flowing, and there's grass growing. It's greenish. Little green buds of leaves are popping out on some of these trees. Is that a duck? There may or may not be a duck about 100 meters upstream, swimming upstream. Yeah, that's something moving, and it's little. And he dove. That's a duck. What else is going on out here? Not much. I don't even hear anything. I'm not hearing birds. I'm not hearing... Oh, now I'm hearing voices. Yeah. There's a jogger on the trail. Apparently she's running with her dog and talking to her dog at the same time. That's good and aerobic. I'm looking up into the trees for other types of birds. Raptor types, because this is the raptor zone. Get all kinds of hawks down in here. Red tails, sharp-shinned hawks, coopers. What else? Red tails, did I say that already? Owls. And of course, bald eagles. I haven't seen a bald eagle here in a couple years though. But they are hard to find. They're hard to spot, but you can spot them. I'm just walking around. You know, there's not a lot going on down here today. I'm trying to look down over here onto this mud flat to see if there's any dude prints. See, this is where dudes climb up here. Who's climbing up here, though? Deer, I guess. Deer. They got to make this little 1 meter jump. But, oh, yeah, here's some tracks. Oh, I can barely see them. What are they? Oh, well, I can see duck. There's some duck tracks. And that's squirrel. And there's something else. There's something else. I can't really make it out, but it's probably raccoon. And I think, yeah, a deer climbed up this slope right here. I'm following his tracks because I'm good at tracking things. I'm good at multi-tracking. All right. Being as this is kind of uneventful, and I'm not finding any dudes, and I'm not finding any large walking around birds, I think we are going to need to do something else. And I think that something else is listen to some music. So let's plug in this thing. And while I'm driving home,
you can listen to this.
Good timing. I didn't think that song was going to be long enough, but no, I made it home with plenty of time, and I'm sitting down here, and the cat just walked by. I thought we were going to do some kitty business, but no, she has gone into the other room. I think she's going to have a yummy and delicious snack. Yay! Yay for kitties! All right, now we got to do something. Now we got to try something a little bit weird. I need to do something before I tell you something else. Remember that new sound that I'm trying to play for you out of the Bit Collider, and sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes it does work, but you can't hear it because it only works by magic and blah, blah, blah. Well, I think I figured out some way to do this. I thought about this last night, and I don't know if this is gonna work. So let's get this all hooked up like it normally is and try it out normal. That is definitely not what we're going after. But I thought, you know, maybe there's a way. Then I remembered there was some settings on this interface. And then this thing, how do I do this exactly? Fail. Kill it. Okay, huh. Yeah, no, that is not the solution I was hoping it would be. Why can't I get this to work? Why can't I? I just want to play for you this cool sound that I made. What if, you know, I thought of something else. What? No, because then I need an amp, right? No? Maybe? Okay, well, we'll think about that later. I'm thinking maybe you can listen to it through the air. Maybe I can hook a speaker up to the thing and then just, yeah, that's stupid, though. I hate through-the-air recordings. I'm a professional. I know the difference between line in and mic in. Oh well. I just can't figure out why this does not work. It's almost as if somebody had some kind of residue on their hands, and that's preventing
this. Boy, are you gonna get it now? Kirk. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. And Mom just drove us. Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before he starts to wipe.
409 special.
How did I not figure this out before? Kirk Cameron and his legions of Eurorack enthusiasts probably got their greasy hands all over
Hey
That Shines.
That Shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just trying to get the Bit Collider to make this cool noise, but Kirk Cameron made a greasy mess all over the place, and now, of course, we can't do anything. Thanks, Kirk. You're welcome, Tobe. What else can we blame on Kirk Cameron today? Oh, I know. I got something great. It's right here. I got something awesome in the mail yesterday. Oh, boy. I opened up my mailbox and there was a thick letter. And it says that it's for me. Oh boy. And I think I know what it is because it's coming from the office of the Jury Commission of Douglas County. That's right. I got a summons for jury duty. Yay.
Nyampasu.
I've always wanted to be on a jury. I've always wanted to be selected for juries. I've always wanted to do jury duty as my, you know, civic duty as an American. And so I got this letter. And it's the most horribly designed letter I've ever seen. It's two different colors. It's blue and it's black. There's 8 different fonts in different sizes. And all caps and italics and underline and bold and all caps bold. Jury summons. You are hereby summoned by the 4th Judicial District of Nebraska in Douglas County for service as a petit juror. Wait, I can speak French better than that. As a petit juror. As a petit juror. It says petit juror. I didn't know our justice system was modeled on the old French systems, but what a crappy document. What a crappy, crappy document. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 different fonts. There's 3 different barcodes. No, I take that back. These 2 barcodes are the same. They're just different sizes. It makes no sense. Where you must appear. Legislative Chambers. 1819 Farnham Street, Omaha, Nebraska. The Legislative Chambers is located on the LC level of the Omaha Douglas Civic Center. And then asterisk, top of the escalator, asterisk. Important. Please read carefully. Now I'm not going to read it at all. And then there's a part down here where there's a questionnaire. And I get to fill out a questionnaire. Oh, it's 2 pages. It's even on the back. Wow. This is so great. Are you a citizen of the United States? Do you reside in Douglas County? Can you read, speak, and understand the English language? Are you 19 years of age or older? If you said yes to all these questions, you, my friend, might be qualified to become a juror in the great state of Nebraska.
Nyampasu! Nyampasu!
Nyampasu! So, yeah, I guess we're going to be having dubious goals committee in a courtroom coming up here. What's the date for this? Sometime in May. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. Won't that be fun? Dubious courtroom committee. I'll be your chairman and foreman of the jury. Tobe Nyampasu. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Oh, and a question down here at the bottom. This is so stupid. This is so stupid. Why does this exist? Burn in hell, you rat bastards. See if I cooperate. Just because this question is on here, I'm now second guessing my participation in this charade of justice. However, maybe I'll just go in and destroy things from the inside. I mean, change things from the inside. Yes, I can affect change. And here's what pisses me off. How do you classify your race? Select one or more. Black, African American, Asian, American Indian / Native, Alaska Native, Native Hawaiian / Pacific Islander, white, or other. Why isn't Asian American represented? Why isn't European American represented? How do you classify your ethnicity? There's only two choices. And one of them is a compound choice. How do you classify your ethnicity? Hispanic or Latino? That's one selection. You can't select Hispanic. You can't select Latino. You have to select either Hispanic or Latino or not Hispanic or Latino, because that's the only three ethnicities there are in this world: Hispanic, Latino, and not Hispanic or Latino. Yeah, so I don't feel like I need to cooperate with this 1954 attitude. Suddenly, and here's, yeah, no, there's no way in hell I'm going to. There are no special parking facilities reserved for jurors. Oh, yeah, now you can kiss my lily white ass. If you drive, park your car in a parking lot in the vicinity of the courthouse. Do not park your car at a meter. Okay, so not only do I have to go drive all the way downtown and deal with all that one-way nightmare and stupid parking and all that crap, they are not going to reimburse me for parking. You gotta be kidding. There's a goddamn parking garage right for the Civic Center. That makes no damn sense whatsoever. I think I'll call him up. You know, send a car. Send a limo for me. I might consider being a juror. A petit juror. What the hell is a petit juror? Oh. I wonder if that's sort of like the opposite of being a grand juror. You know, if you're on a grand jury, that's different than being on a regular jury. I guess that's what this is. I think they're calling me to not being a grand juror. Well, I must take great offense at that, Nyampatsu. I am very grand. I'm the greatest chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee that I've ever known. How can you call me petite? How... These people, are they going to feel my wrath?
Nyampasa!
Yeah, very clearly they are going to. Oh, but wait a minute. What if the case is about some person who's been falsely accused of vandalizing golf ball washers?
Keeping a ball clean
is and they need me to prove their innocence.
Great round of
because
golf.
I know what the anodized golf ball washers that are logo free should be looking like. Oh my God, I have to do my civic duty because I might have to save somebody. What if they're in trouble for stealing towels? And I can say, that's not a carabiner. That's a quick link. That's no security measure for a towel on a golf ball washer, no matter what they say. Oh my God. It's up to me. It's up to me.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
A rainbow.
The high performance internal spiral brush provides superior.
Gotta kill it because we're out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on 90.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.